SaskTel plans to build a new 5G communications antenna in southwest Moose Jaw to address population growth, including a new school, and increased demand for cellular service in that area. During its July 10 regular meeting, City Council voted 6-1 to approve the Crown Corporation's discretionary use application to replace a communication antenna support structure near the corner of Coteau Street West and William Avenue as long as the engineering department approved the site grading plan as part of the overall development permit approval. Councillor Doug Blanc was opposed. SaskTel wants to build a 45.7 meters telecommunications tower and a small, 3.6 meters by 3.6 meters equipment building on a municipal reserve parcel several blocks northwest of the new joint-use school. As part of the application process, the company held public engagement activities throughout May for properties within 139 meters of the proposed tower to notify them of this project, a council report explained. The business informed City Hall in early June that it had received no comments from area residents. The property where SaskTel wants to build the antenna is in the P. Parks District, and under the zoning bylaw, communication antenna support structures are listed as discretionary uses in all districts and require council approval, the report continued. The purpose of the Parks District is to control and protect city-owned lands, primarily public, municipal or environmental reserve, that residents use for active or passive recreational purposes. While the tower is 34.7 meters taller than allowed in Parks Districts, the maximum height is 11 meters, the zoning bylaw provides exemptions for structures like these from adhering to building height standards, the report added. Council reaction: 5G is coming. I'm happy that SaskTel is proceeding with this, said Mayor Clive Tolley. There is no cost to the city of Moose Jaw. In fact, we'll get the $500 development fee from the Crown Corporation. Councillor Blanc had some concerns with the tower's proposed location, considering a nearby property to the north has been reserved for housing. He noted that he conducted research online about the safety of 5G-related cell towers and discovered half the sites say there are no health concerns, while the other half say the technology causes major problems. You can't get an accurate feel for it, he stated. I'm a little bit concerned by that. It's a 50-50 gamble. Blanc understood that most of society needed 5G technology, especially since more than 7 billion people worldwide used a smartphone or related device. Meanwhile, some residents have complained to Blanc about the sightline with the new tower. They developed their backyards to ensure they had good views and will soon see a tower behind them. That concerned him, while he wondered if other nearby locations were more suitable. Jim Dixon, manager of economic development, acknowledged that there were other locations where the new tower could have gone. The next regular council meeting is Monday, July 24.